Imagine waking up to pure luxury every day. You look out your window from the 10th floor to see an uninterrupted view of the Gaudeng skyline. Flanking your building, you can see three beautifully designed oval-shaped glass towers, perfectly complementing the one you're in. You make yourself a cup of coffee before you head down the lift to take a dip in a heated pool, followed by some time at the spa. All relaxed, you make your way back, but on the way, you grab some lunch from the restaurant. You may think you're on vacation, staying in a 5-star hotel, but this could be your reality, living at Ellipse, a new high-rise luxury development in Waterfall City. Ellipse is made up of 4 towers, with apartments that boast ultra-indulgent modern finishes, eco-friendly features, and floor-to-ceiling windows. In total, after completion, there'll be over 600 apartments. During Season 1 of the Waterfall podcast, I got the chance to visit a showroom of one of the apartments and was blown away by the quality of both the design and the finishes. And this is one of the 2-bedroom units. Oh, this is awesome! I could clearly see myself living there one day, so I needed to find out more information. What exactly is Ellipse? How did the partnership between Attack and Tri-Cult come to be? And what about the design itself? Luckily, I got a chance to speak to 2 people who were directly involved in making Ellipse happen.
Hi, I'm Giles Pendleton, Chief Development Officer for Attack.
Hi there, I'm Tim Klook, CEO of Tri-Cult Property Developments.
I've seen mock-ups and pictures, and it looks incredible. Tim explained some of the thinking around the design.
We believe just like the Shard skyscraper and the Flatiron building in London have become famous for how they appear in the London skyline, we believe that our towers designed in a unique elliptical shape will become iconic buildings in the future of the Waterfall Vista. We couldn't do something ordinary like a 3-4-story walk-up product or the like. We had to do something which, you know, said, here it is, this is the first resi in Waterfall City. It's totally unique. And it almost wowed the market. It captured the imagination of the market, really. We actually started with 2 towers, and we had offices next door. And that's when Giles came in and he said, guys, let's make it 4 towers. The towers were originally only going to be 11 stories. And when we thought about it, we wanted it to have almost a landmark feeling. So when you're driving along the N1 motorway, you'd see these elliptical towers on the horizon. So we actually increased one of the towers to 16 stories. And we've taken that elliptical shape, and we've actually, in terms of the building lighting, we've lit up the tops of these buildings. So you'll see these elliptical shapes on the horizon from the distance.
Attack has a great track record in creating many of the successful buildings in Waterfall today, including the Mall of Africa. But this was the first time they ventured into residential property. And in order to set itself apart, they needed to find a suitable partner.
We went out and we decided to partner with sort of the best in class. We did our homework. We met with a number of potential development partners. Once we met Tim, we knew Tim was sort of the one. And I think it was just a twinning of minds, a twinning of aspirations. And the JV was born as a result. And I think when Tim first was looking at Waterfall, he was looking at a sort of a slightly smaller project. I just returned from Dubai, where I've been taught to think big. And Tim and I sort of cooked up a scheme, or let's double the size of it and let's make it very big. And hence, we got a 4-tower project with over 600 apartments. So I think it's been a fantastic journey so far with us. I think Attack's very proud to call Tri-Cult a JV partner. And hopefully this is the first of a couple of co-developments with Tri-Cult.
Before we talk about the amazing amenities and structure, I was curious to find out more about the name Ellipse and where it came from.
When we looked at the shape, I think Tim came up with Ellipse, and we were like, what the hell is Ellipse? But what it is actually it's a mathematical formula for an elliptical shape. So there's science behind the shape of the actual shape of the building. So once we understood that and it made a lot of sense, I think then because it's in an astronomy terminology, we started to understand that each of the individual towers needed their own brand and identity. So we came up with the four towers being Newton at 10 stories, Kepler at 11 stories, Galileo at 12 stories, and Cassini, the tall tower, at 16 stories. But we're not building them in that order. We've actually got the two small ones, our Newton and Kepler, are under construction at the moment. And then we launched phase two. We actually launched Cassini, which is the tall tower, which is where the Lunar Club is situated, as our third tower. And we'll finish off with Galileo.
Upon completion, there will be four beautiful towers that redefine luxury living. Tim explains the range of different apartments that will be available and how much they're going to cost.
Each tower consists of 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments. On the top of each tower, there's 8 magnificent duplex penthouse apartments on the top 2 floors of each tower. The apartment sizes vary from 45 square meters up to 1 super custom-designed penthouse, which we've just sold, of 800 square meters. So apartment pricing ranges from $1.7 million up to $30 million for a super penthouse. The apartments are beautifully appointed, fully integrated Smeg appliances, Hansgrohe fittings, wall-mounted toilets, frameless showered doors, and a choice of porcelain, tiles, or laminate or timber flooring.
Giles explains the level of quality that Attack adheres to and how working with Tricolt, they upped their standards.
What we've always strived to do is to push the boundaries of architecture and to design things that are, try and call them timeless. We've attempted to have quality at all times amongst our architectural, external architecture. I think this was an opportunity for us to have a view right the way down to sort of the toilet roll holder, to the bench tops, to how the fridges are integrated. And working with Tim, who's got an exceptional track record of delivering quality products, and also he's refined over the years a number of tricks to the trade, just little things like the joinery details and things like that. We were quite impressed with what he had done. We'd seen a lot of what Tim had done at the Houghton and various other developments. And if people are seeing a sexy building and then they walk in and you've got really, really poor tiling and you've got really, really poor joinery around the door frames and reveals and things like that, I think people will be let down and feel underwhelmed. And I think the price point we're targeting and the type of investor we're targeting, the type of consultants that we've employed to deliver a quality product, all suggested and all came together that this would be a superior product.
Waterfall's ethos is a place where you can live, work, and play. Tim and Giles have certainly put a lot of thought into this and designed Ellipse to match all the criteria. The amenities are one area that makes Ellipse stand out.
The main amenity of the Ellipse is the Lunar Club. Now, we didn't want to do an ordinary clubhouse like some other developments. The Lunar Club had to be a spectacular destination. Within the Lunar Club, you've got a lap pool, a heated leisure pool. You've got a fully equipped indoor gym, including steam rooms and sauna rooms. You've got an outdoor gym and running track. In the precinct between the four towers, you've got an 800-meter running track, which has exercise and gym equipment along the way. Within the Lunar Club, you've got a boutique spa. There's a restaurant with private dining rooms. So if a resident, for instance, wanted to host his own party, he could hire out one of the dining rooms, hire in a chef for the evening, and then after he's had the evening, he can go back to his apartment and not have to clean up all the mess and that type of thing. So for people wanting to entertain and not necessarily do it in the apartment or the apartment isn't big enough, they can have their guests round at the Lunar Club. There's also a business center in the Lunar Club with boardrooms that one can hire. There's a cigar and whiskey lounge, a wine room, and a residential cellar. So you could have your own wine in the cellar. And when you host your dinner party, you can call on your bottles from the waiter. There's outdoor boomers that you could hire for if you're having a kids' party or a function of your own. And there's also a children's room and entertainment area. So the piazza is 30,000 squares. And in the piazza, you have active and passive parks. You've got even a soccer field. So if you wanted to go and kick a ball or play volleyball, you can do that.
It's a smart move for anyone to invest in Ellipse. And Tim has some insights into some of the celebrities, sportsmen, and musicians that have already invested.
One of our first investors was Kagiso Rabada. He came and purchased a penthouse unit to live there. His father already lives in the Waterfall estate, the residential estate down the road, and he's bought a penthouse. It's perfectly situated for him between Johannesburg and Pretoria. It's a lock up and go. so it suits his lifestyle. With him buying Lungi Ngidi, his opening bowler partner, has also purchased a unit, as well as the captain, Quinton de Kock. Another purchaser that has bought in is Oskido, the famous music artist. And then a lot of investors have bought in Ellipse. People can see it as a great investment. The savvy investor in Gauteng has recognized the opportunity of being able to secure an investment in Ellipse with a two-year window of capital growth before having to take delivery of their apartment. Here in Rise, I believe the real opportunity that is not much a yield play as opposed to significant capital growth play. In 2 years from now, Waterfall City will have matured considerably with Deloitte and PDSG already being completed, plus a new four-star hotel developed on the adjacent property to Ellipse, as well as numerous other projects will be finalized or nearing completion. I believe a tax vision to complete the development of Waterfall City within a 10-year period. So it has always been my opinion that any residential property investment should be for a minimum of 5 years. So if you consider that if you're only taking delivery of your apartment in 1 or 2 years from now, and you hold your investment for a minimum of 5 years, that'll be in 6 or 7 years from now. So consider what stage Waterfall City will be at in 7 years and what the value of these apartments will represent at that time. And that's what makes Ellipse such an appealing, compelling opportunity for investors. And this is why Ellipse has been such an incredible success and will continue to be as more and more investors and homeowners recognize this.
Giles added more information about the type of investors they are seeing so far.
It's a lifestyle decision, I think, to live in Waterfall CBD. I think we wanted to make a resort-style look and feel. You know, we're a million miles from the coast, but I think you can still have that luxury resort-style effect. And I think the podium and the Lunar Club and all of its amenities just add to that. If you look at some of those view corridors, we sent drones up and shot all different levels and different heights and different view orientations. You know, there's almost no bad views. You can look from Sandton all the way through the Magaliesberg, through the Gap, through Kailami, all the way around to facing north.
We have learned from previous episodes how Waterfall Management Company uses technology to create a smart city. Giles explained how Ellipse uses amazing innovations to improve both lifestyle and comfort, as well as making it more green.
TAC has taken quite a sort of a high level view on sustainability around Waterfall. So all our buildings are sort of green certified either through LEED, which is the US Green Building Council, or through GBCSA, which is the Green Building Council of South Africa. And we made this a certified building because we're actually certifying the precinct. So we'll be the first built precinct. There's a couple others that are going through the system, but we'll be the first sort of multi-building built precinct with residential in South Africa. And part of that journey for us for sustainability was to make sure that not only do people have all of these amenities, but that the building is as functionally sustainable as possible. And in that regard, you know, it's the things you don't see that I suppose that make all the difference. You know, the waste separation facilities in the basements and things like this that drive the bigger sustainability agenda of attack in Waterfall.
Tim added,
okay, residents will enjoy backup water. They'll also enjoy backup power via generators. The hot water system is an energy efficient design. We've used performance glass with shutters on the facades. In the basements, there's electric bays to charge electric cars. As a city, Waterfall City promotes cycling. We have bicycle racks at each piazza entrance.
Giles continued,
we've embraced and are pursuing a smart city and a sustainable precinct agenda. And what that means is, from a smart city, is that we have laid the fiber backbone around the entire city and, in fact, around the whole of Waterfall. It's all connected through a WAN network. Obviously, data is power as far as we're concerned, because it allows us to track data points around the city. And that data that feeds into us from a planning perspective, it allows us to amend and complement and supplement services to the city. Little things like how many people walk from the mall to Essentia, for example, I mean, down Bridalveil Road. So we can start to see how people use our city in more detail. And that's all part of the smart city. And smart city is really puts the human at the center of wellness and smart activities, which makes life better for people. And I think from a resident's perspective, you know, the smart city and the sustainable precinct sort of interconnect. And from a green sort of perspective of the building, with it being rated 4-star Green Building Council of South Africa certification.
Giles explained that sales are going really well so far.
We're about 80% sold out on phase one. There's 276 units in phase one. That's the first two towers that are under construction with the cranes up as we at the moment. We launched that on the 1st of November 2018. And we broke ground just over a year after we launched. So that was a very quick into ground for us. Phase two, which is the current tower, Cassini, which is the tall tower, that launched on, again, 1st of November last year. That's at about 52% pre-sales. So sales are still going well for us. I think in total, there are still some tweaks within the design that we do, but we're targeting around 620 units in total across the four towers. So, I mean, we've been very impressed in the sales to date. I think we've just touched 850 million in 15 months worth of sales. I think that's unprecedented in South Africa on scale and the speed of selling apartments. And I think what gives us a hell of a lot of comfort is that a number of people who've bought there are buying to own and to live. They want to live. They want to reside there. I mean, Tim can elaborate. I mean, we had one purchaser who bought two penthouses and then decided to knock all the walls out between them. Obviously, it's not built yet, but on paper, and create a super apartment. That's that 800 square meter apartment Tim was alluding to. I mean, it is absolutely spectacular what that apartment's going to have inside and outside.
And Tim added more details on the customization of the apartments.
So on the penthouses at Ellipse, guys can combine two or three units, and one guy has combined three units and three roof gardens. And within that design, he can come up with cinema rooms, his and her dressing rooms. There's steam rooms, gyms, saunas, all of those extras designed into the apartment.
If you are interested in purchasing an apartment at Ellipse, Tim has some information.
Interested purchasers could go to our website, which is at ellipsewaterfall.co.za, or they could actually go to Mall of Africa. And on the fifth floor outside the restaurant piazza, we've got a full mock-up and sales center where they would be able to get more information from.
Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Waterfall Podcast. As always, episodes will be made available first for the Go Waterfall app, after which they'll be publicly available on Cliff Central, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.